You're listening to Red Eye on Vancouver Cooperative Radio, CFRO, at 102.7 FM.
Canadian officials regularly nominate numerous films for Academy Awards in the foreign film category. On one occasion, the Canadian submission won the Oscar. The dominant languages used in the nominated Canadian films have ranged from Hindi to French to Inuktitut. This is because the U.S. Staged Academy Awards requires that foreign films be made not only outside the U.S., but primarily use a language other than English. The Canadian nomination this year, which has made the list of finalists, is primarily in the Arabic and French languages. It's titled Incendie, roughly meaning scorched in English. Joining me in the studio to give their comments on Incendie are Martha and Marty Roth, a husband and wife pair of film buffs. Good morning to both of you, and thanks for coming down to the studio on a snowy day.
A snowy day, yes. Good morning, Mort.
Yes, good morning, Mort.
There was first a play, and now there's a film. Who is responsible for the play, and who for the film?
Well, we can call the play Scorched and the film Incendie, and the playwright is a Lebanese writer, actor, and director named Wajdi Mouawad. And he lived in Lebanon for his first 8 years, I believe, and he settled in Quebec in 1983. He's been very active in Montreal theater, and he's currently artistic director of the National Arts Center's French Theater.
I think credit for the film version, Incendie, goes to Mouawad and director Denis Villeneuve. Villeneuve is a Canadian film director, Quebecois, and he's probably best known for his film Polytechnique about the Montreal massacre of 1989, when a gunman murdered 14 young women.
And how different is the film from the play?
Well, I think that this is a very good example of how different two versions of a script can be, at least in my opinion, and I think Martha shares it.
Yeah.
On Sunday, we saw the stage play Scorched. We saw a production of it here in Vancouver, and I didn't like it at all.
Nor did I.
It just felt like empty talk. But a great deal has changed in its adaptation for the screen, all for the better, and I think that this is a fine film.
Yes, I agree. And I hated the play. Not to put it too mildly, I hated the play.
That's not too mild.
No. In fact, I fell asleep. The dialogue was completely undramatic. It was very static. There were people on stage simply standing still and speaking. If I hadn't been resting so peacefully, we might have walked out. But in the film, it took me half an hour to an hour to realize that it was the same artistic object, mm-hmm. that we were seeing the same story. So that's credit to the film and to Villeneuve.
The plot of the film is quite complicated, really a mystery that's only revealed at the end. But I'm going to ask you to, if you could, summarize it without giving away that mystery.
Absolutely. Well, the film opens with Canadian twins, Jean and Simon, meeting with a lawyer on the occasion of their mother's death. They are shocked to discover that she wishes to be buried as a shamed pauper. She wishes no prayers to be said over her, and she wishes to be buried face down. They're even more surprised when they are asked to return to their country of origin and deliver two letters, one to a father whom they thought was dead, and one to an older brother they didn't know they had. If this is done, the mother writes, the silence will be broken. Well, that's a pretty good setup for a story.
Yeah. Okay. This is my first demurrer here. It is a pretty good setup for a story, but it's a little hokey. You know, the hand from the grave, the letters to be read after my death. I mean, that is, it's a time-honored plot device, but it's so transparently a device that I stop accepting the film as a realistic film, which it has presented itself as up to now. We should say at this point that the country is never named. It's a totally anonymous Middle Eastern country.
But I think universally understood to be Lebanon.
Right. So the daughter is willing to do this, is willing to carry out her mother's posthumous instructions, but the son is angry at the situation his mother has put him in, and he's reluctant to go, reluctant to travel so far. The journey into the past takes both of them into an unknown world as they learn about the past of their mother, who they knew as a quiet woman, a legal secretary. She worked most of her life as a legal secretary. But the past that they uncover is the past of a political activist who was also imprisoned for her activism, tortured, and ultimately became a refugee. They learn how deeply their mother was involved in the cycle of violence between Muslims and Christians that has devastated their unnamed country.
Yes, and we learn that as a young woman, we see that as a young woman, the mother had a son. And the son is identifiable for the viewer only by a tattoo of three black dots on the back of his foot. He'd been tattooed so that Nawal, the mother, might recognize him again one day, and much of her life is spent searching for the son she lost. The film moves back and forth between the young womanhood of the mother and her quest for her son, and the daughter's quest for her father.
So, Martha, what was your response to Ensemble?
My response to Ensemble, it was complicated, Mort. I liked many things about the film. I thought the performances were superb, especially that of the mother, and I'm not, her name is not on the top. I'm going to have to look that up here.
Lubna Azabal.
Lubna Azabal, yes. Splendid, splendid actress.
Belgian actress.
Belgian, okay. She's wonderful. She was also in
Paradise Now,
Paradise Now,
which is another wonderful film.
Yeah, right, from some years ago. So I admired the performances. I admired the film technically. I think the cinematography by, I've lost
André
his name. André Turpin, a cinematographer to watch. He's very, very good. It's a beautiful looking film, very smoothly produced. Unusually for, I won't say that, not unusually for a Canadian film. It's just, it's very professional, very, very slickly done. I hated the story, Mort, partly because it reaches for mythic proportions. It takes leave of realism very early and reaches for sort of Greek tragedy territory, I think you'd have to say.
Well, there's a great disagreement, as you very well know, because
right.
I thoroughly approved of the film, and I thought that its choice of structure was risky, very risky, and ultimately successful. Wawad chose to model his play on Greek tragedy, which demands a great investment in structural symmetry. What happens in works like this is that plot movements get folded back to produce situations of stark coincidence. Think of Oedipus killing an old man at the crossroads and then later discovering it was his father that he had killed, which is simply the beginning of the coincidences that we encounter in that play.
Right, but Oedipus.
Yes.
I'm sorry.
And that requires a great deal of mental adjustment from the viewer. And remember also that Greek tragedy is ruled by the notion of an abstract but binding fatality. And in that world, we're all helpless victims, living only to be outraged and shocked by the truths that we discover. And I think the film delivered on that premise.
Bingo. That's what I disliked.
Okay.
Oedipus is carefully set in a mythic past. Oedipus is not represented as an Athenian citizen of the 4th or 5th century BC. He's a king from the mythical past of the Greek people, Theban people, actually. This is a story about ongoing political violence in a part of the world on which a lot of attention has been focused, especially recently. And I didn't buy it. Sorry.
Well, you know, that's certainly your prerogative, but remember that the history of modern theater is largely an attempt to make Greek tragedy work again at the hands of playwrights like Henrik Ibsen, August Strindberg, and Arthur Miller. And sometimes they're successful and sometimes they're not. I thought this was successful and you obviously didn't.
There we are.
I think it's a fair generalization with a few exceptions. For North Americans, the history, the social and political dynamics of Lebanon, the Arab world as a whole, are either unknown or crudely stereotyped. Does this film illuminate the politics of the region? Does it try to go that way? We've got the sense of a Greek tragedy. One of you thinks it succeeded, one considered it having failed. But Greek tragedy is not Greek history. Mm-hmm. Is this open any perceptions of the politics of this region or not?
Certainly it brings the reality of the Lebanese Civil War, which I think went on for 15 years. It brings it to life, and it brings it to the very quiet place that Canada is. But I think that the film abjures politics, or at least the grit of politics.
Yeah.
It has no political axe to grind, but would like rather to be a powerful testament to the religious differences that can so easily justify slaughter and cruelty in our world. The author withholds real names and historical details as if to emphasize only the vicious circle of violence.
Yeah, I have to agree there. There are no details in the political structure of the film. We're shown opposing camps. We are shown that they are at daggers drawn. The people from one camp are ostracized by the people from the other camp. The mother, the Lubna Azabal character, negotiates perilously between the camps in her career as an activist. But we never get a sense of exactly what is at stake, who is in the majority, who are the political enemies, what are the pressures from outside the situation. So it's a reflection of political conflict as reflected in personal life without any details of the conflict.
There's a wonderful episode that has to do, I think, when Muslim gunmen stop a bus that's carrying a mixed population, and they ask the Christians to stay on the bus or to get off the bus. I can't even remember right now, but it's clear that they're targeting only the Christians. And you know, that reminded me of that incredible scene in Polytechnique where the assassin separates the men and the women. And
yes.
That targets only one group.
And Polytechnique was really difficult to watch.
Oh,
I mean,
yes.
It's a wonderful film. Villeneuve is an excellent, excellent director. But it was much harder to watch than Incendie, although the painful events depicted are, the events depicted are equally and more painful in Incendie.
In a world like ours here in North America, so far removed from the intensities of war and the murderousness of civil wars and sectarianism, mm-hmm. I personally found it brought an urgency to my sense of what's happening in that part of the world. And we often are too disengaged because the moral pressure doesn't seem to be, the moral urgency of something doesn't seem to be really very present in our awareness.
Well, in the sense you mentioned that that for most Canadians it seems like a remote part of the world that has nothing to do with us, and that's something that I hadn't really considered. I suppose in that sense, it is valuable to get a sense of how important these conflicts are in people's personal lives, how they do destroy families.
But that's one of the, I think, that's one of the meanings of the film. Remember that what the film does is to take two young people of Lebanese-Canadian ancestry, but who are not really very knowledgeable or very interested in where they came from and what's happening back there, and somehow show them how deeply connected they are and take them back there and have them root around in that world and discover.
Right. Rub their faces in it, really. Yeah, yeah.
And then it all comes back to Canada at the end.
Yes.
Well, thank you both for coming in with us. My guests have been Martha and Marty Roth, devoted film buffs. Thanks a lot.
Thank you,
Ward. You're welcome.